Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Welcome back to hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I am Rich Sheban in the Northern Rockies in Montana, sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. I actually had so much information, I asked if I could monologue. And here I am. So I'm going to probably start shortcutting my shortcuts, because I have so much more election/voter fraud evidence. Now, I just want to remind a lot of folks, we've all heard, how come the left stick together? How come they have loyalty to one another? How come they have an allegiance? They get all the donations. And yet they're literally out in the open with fraud and criminal behavior and censorship, surveillance, tracking and tracing, calling for depopulation, and openly admitting to their addictions to power, money, and control. How come they're getting away with that? It's because the system is set up so they're using our money and making us poorer at the same time and limiting opportunities. And this is, and I've talked about this in great detail. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, when hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter, you delegitimize work. In America, where GDP and commerce depends on raising the bars of standards and expectations for a job, we are doing the opposite, and we are literally eliminating rights and restitution under the rule of law for people who have been targeted. So we have no check on runaway power, and we're enabling the most corrupt companies and industries in the country and the world and giving them liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. This is why if we don't come together and stop sticking up for our group, our hyphen, our pronoun, we're going to continue to give free lunch to the elites, eliminate the rule of law for precedence, and they're going to keep throwing more divide and conquer strategies at us with more hypocrisy, more double standards, more brainwashing. So when I opened with, how come the left is always sticking together? I hear that. I read it in comment sections all the time. Well, we have one man who is of the gazillionaire class who's sticking up for us. And his name is Donald Trump. He believes in the Constitution, the rule of law. He's sticking his neck out for us. Now, I don't know if he makes a dollar a paycheck, a dollar a quarter, or a dollar a year, but he's virtually working for free. And that's why in the beginning of the show I talked about his Twitter followers, which was like 88 million, and Joe Biden was like 20 million. That's probably the real accurate turnout of this vote count. And by the way, President Trump's Twitter account was frozen for over a month. So he probably had way more than 88 million followers. This is this political correct psyop that we live in. That's why the left was calling us Nazis for years. when they were the authoritarians, they were bringing in communism and socialism. They were for tyranny, dictatorships, fascism. They wanted to control the media. They didn't want citizen journalists. They wanted to get rid of the police and bring in their brown shirts. They wanted to get rid of due process. They want government schools, anti-homeschool, and anti-parents knowing the curriculum. See, when you have lawyers and judges in courts literally selling out the American people under the guise of justice, you're going to have voter fraud and election fraud. This is what happens. We have allowed powers that be to set the table against us. We're all sitting at the same table, but they're getting the big fat turkey and steak, and you're eating GMO soy. Okay. Next article. Okay, here in proof, Native Americans in Arizona given TVs, tablets, and resort stays for votes. And the same proof for gift cards in Nevada. Bought and paid for, folks. Bribes. Yeah. There's no corruption, no fraud in this election. Look the other way. Wow. Next. Pennsylvania election observer drops bombshell. Says special agents from the Attorney General's office showed up at her door to question her. I listened to her in an interview. So she was, it could have been the DOJ, the FBI, who knows what agents are. But folks, it's gotten to the point where the FBI and DOJ is not only not doing their job, basically, when you are a government worker and you're getting paid a big fat paycheck, a benefit package, and a pension, and you're not doing your job, this is over the top. This is outrageous. You got to have some audacity to get a paycheck from the public, and you're actually doing the opposite of your job. This is why government needs to be reduced by 90%. Next, Pennsylvania poll watcher claims 47 missing USB drives uploaded to 120,000 illegal votes posted. Next, Pennsylvania judge rules 2020 Pennsylvania election likely unconstitutional. Trump case likelihood to succeed gives the state legislatures power to choose electors. The state legislatures at all these swing states need to do your job like Pennsylvania and Arizona has been doing. Next, and this is a video. Obama says mail-in ballots can only be trusted if signatures are verified. This is on video. This is when Obama won one of his elections. But what's good for thee is not good for you. Next, Smartmatic chairman admits technology is licensed from Dominion. Next, Dominion server crash in Fulton County delays recount. Yeah, that wasn't done on purpose. Yeah, we believe everything you say. Folks, it's just like this judge. And I think I have the article somewhere. And I'm going to wait to comment on that until I get to the article. Boy. My computer, folks, is starting to go a little haywire here. Okay. Let's see if we got something going here. Dominion server in Fulton County delays recount. In Nebraska, exceeds historical average by 16%. Biden took 66% of the final 27% of the vote, where he was running at about 40% of the vote. Think about that kind of math, folks. Next, Sidney Powell claims massive voter fraud in Virginia. She says, see you soon. Next, Dominion Voting Systems patents given to China Bank, HSBC, as collateral in 2019. People, are you connecting the dots? I wish I could talk about this stuff with more detail and specificity, but I have so much evidence, I don't have time. Next, I saw all kinds of illegal behavior, quote unquote, from a Michigan election witness who saw 4 a.m., 4 o'clock in the morning, illegal ballot drops. You gotta remember, people, these people are sticking their neck out. These people have literally signed affidavits for us, the people. All right. Next, Arizona voter fraud witness. Army Colonel Phil Walden confirms he witnessed Dominion communications with Frankfurt on election day. Frankfurt, Germany. Think about that. Confirmed. Next, the number of indefinitely confined, that's in quotes, Wisconsin voters who can vote without IDs increased from 60,000 people in 2016 to 200,000 people in 2020. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Next, votes moved to Joe Biden in Pennsylvania on election night were labeled, quote, accidentally awarded to the Libertarian Party. People, can you please tell me why our taxpayer dollars are still funding all this stuff? This whole election should be null and void. When we've given evidence after article, after whistleblower, after affidavit, after photography, after video. This is getting ridiculous. Next, former FBI agent finds 17,000-plus Georgia voters with out-of-state forwarded mail addresses. And you know what the key word is there, folks? Former FBI. That's really sad. Next, Arizona witness. Truckloads of ballots kept coming in for 10 days after election officials. 10 days after election officials were done counting. People, are we giving up on America? Because we have literally gone beyond 1984 Orwellian Twilight Zone. We are beyond in the categories of stupid right now because there's so much proof and evidence of election and voter fraud. I'm about ready to lose pronunciation of these common two-syllable letter words because I'm shaking my head in disbelief that this election is not dubbed null and void. Next article. Thousands of Georgia voters illegally registered and submitted mail-in ballots using postal or commercial addresses. Getting to be ridiculous. Next, digital forensic analysis shows Dominion server connected to Iran and China. Next, GOP Representative Loudermilk, an IT technician and county employee, wiped the election data from and servers in Fulton County. People, we're a banana republic.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vince today. And I am going to continue and proceed with more election / voter fraud. And I'm probably going to speed it up a little bit and shortcut my shortcuts so I can get through as much data as possible. Next article, GOP chairman of Michigan Oversight Committee will not allow Rudy Giuliani to testify on Tuesday. Now, see, it doesn't matter, folks. I mean, obviously it's mostly Democrats, but neocons, rhinos, and traitors come in all stripes. Bought and paid for, blackmailed, threatened, you never know. Next, Trump lawsuit, Wisconsin absentee ballot abuses affected 220,000 votes. In Wisconsin. Oh, people, it's getting to the point where things don't even make sense anymore. So I'm going to start shortcutting my shortcuts a little bit and going through more evidence and just trying to go through my paragraphs and mention bullet points because of the amount of time that I have here. Next. Dominion Voting System donated thousands of dollars to anti-Trump Republican PAC linked to our Secretary of State in Nevada. Bought and paid for or blackmailed? We don't know. Next, at a meeting I was invited to by the Democrat Party, no phones or recording devices were allowed. A presentation was given including detailed plans to embed 35,000 votes in a spread configured distribution to each Democrat candidate vote totals in Arizona. Now, folks, these are, again, these are most likely not just witnesses and whistleblowers, but signed affidavits under perjury of law. None of this stuff is being made up. Everything I try to find is authentic and verified. Next, 1,062 registered voters who live at one of 56 UPS stores in Georgia. You can't make this stuff up. With all the weeks of election and voter fraud evidence that we've discussed here on this show, I'm almost thinking that I don't think I can literally come up with a scenario that hasn't been mentioned yet regarding the election fraud. Next, computer experts estimate that over 300,000 ineligible voters, including felons and illegal aliens, voted in Arizona in the 2020 election. Expert says over 1,000 votes were not even verified by signature in Pima County. See, people, this isn't just for the presidency. This is for Congress. This is for Senate. This is for state representatives. We have fraud across the board. This is why all 50 states need an audit. Or at the very least, we need to have everybody prove citizenship, get a voter ID card. It's allocated to a number. There's not only a paper ballot when you come and re-vote in a month, so everybody has a month to get voter ID to prove who they are. And then there's a federal, regional, and local database that shows when people voted related to their voter ID number. And then there's a paper ballot stub for backup. If we did this, we would save us millions of dollars. But see, they don't want that because they want the ability to have fraud through plausible deniability. Next, bombshell video reveals evidence from Pennsylvania website showing over 23,000 Pennsylvania ballots were filled out and returned before they were ever mailed to voters. People, are we duct tape a banana to your American flag right now? We are a banana.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. Hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or you know, pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, you know, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And you know, as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
You have got your
take. My
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, Rich Heben here sitting in for Vince. Less than half an hour left. I'm going to try and speed it up here because I got about 16 hours of data in less than half an hour to do. So several observers testified that votes for President Trump were placed during the recount into piles for Democrat challenger Joe Biden. Imagine my shock. Next, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp illegally allowed election officials to open the outer envelopes of absentee ballots 3 weeks prior to Election Day, though the state law clearly prohibits opening ballots prior to Election Day. You know, this Governor Kemp of Georgia, the Governor Ducey of Arizona, the Governor of Pennsylvania, the Governor of Michigan, these people should be arrested. What the heck is going on here? My gosh, is the FBI and DOJ even, are they all on vacation in Hawaii? What the hell is going on here? Next, according to William Briggs, a statistician and former Cornell Medical School professor, an analysis found between 31,000 and change and 38,000 absentee ballots were returned by GOP voters that never tallied. Come on, folks. This is getting ridiculous. Next, vote tabulation data in various battleground states. Pardon me, my computer is, something's slowing it down. Vote tabulation data in various battleground states contain anomalies, in quotes, with massive swings toward Joe Biden that suggest missing ballots for President Trump, according to data expert Justin Hart. You think? Next, just Judicial Watch announced that a September 22, 2020 study revealed that 353 U.S. counties had 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. So the registration rates of those counties exceeded 100% of eligible votes. See, that's not how math works, folks. And here's a quote from A.G. Barr, who may be the new Benedict Arnold. Quote, he said that the FBI's investigation of Trump was one of the greatest travesties in U.S. history and a bogus scandal, and has strongly suggested it was attempted by the Obama-Biden administration to affect the outcome of the election. Well, where's Durham? Where are the arrests? Where are the indictments? My God, would you please rip that yellow stripe off your spine, William Barr? Next, according to an affidavit in the Michigan lawsuit, one Michigan precinct township, you sitting down, people, had 782% turnout. This is getting stupid now. I mean, we're... This is ridiculous. Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County recorder, in an October 26 podcast, admitted that Dominion employees permanently work in their election machine warehouse. No voter fraud there. Next, absentee votes in Wisconsin that all had the same initials, MLW. I saw them. I looked at it. More than 2,000 of these votes were found. So they know that there was at least 2,000 people who signed ballots MLW, or there was one individual who signed them all. So according to the source on the ground, more than 2,000 fake votes were found at Wisconsin recount in Dane County. People, this is evidence of chicken scratch because they are scrambling at the last minute to catch up to the landslide of Donald Trump. This is ridiculous. Sidney Powell says, we got pictures of check stubs of ballot harvest and receipts. I think I mentioned that earlier. Next, widespread effort of poll workers in Detroit and elsewhere to satisfy double count or discard ballots. Next, election workers illegally forged, added, or removed, or otherwise altered information on ballots, the qualified voter, and other voting records, Powell's lawsuit filed on Wednesday. Next, an affidavit filed in Republican election challenge data scientist found a huge surge of incomplete voter registrations and those giving casinos and temporary RV parks as their mailing address in the third consecutive district that uncovers the southern third of the state and much of Clark County, including invalid birth dates and sex. People, one of the big reasons for all this is to cover up the crimes of the people involved. Remember I talked about Hunter Biden emails naming Kamala Harris and as others and as key contacts for the joint venture in China Energy Company? You cannot make this up. People, I mean, I'm flabbergasted. I'm at the point that I don't even know. I just can't believe that America is trying, the powers that be are trying to head fake us through all this. So in the last few minutes, I'm going to go mention as many as I can of the hypocrisies, the double standards, how they use COVID as the agenda. And we've talked about this many times. We've connected the dots to the chain reactions to create government centralized cryptocurrency, currency to delegitimize work, to crash the economy, to get rid of cash, to create food store shortages, domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting, rigging voting legitimacy by using mail to make you submissive, depopulation, free speech, forced vaccinations, forced mask wearing, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrests, 5G towers. I mean, all these things that we've talked about, divide and conquer strategies, we've talked about this in great detail, but I'm going to mention some of these points and articles now. Okay, next, mind-blowing John Hopkins study on COVID deaths. It was quickly deleted. For those of you who might not have read this, John Hopkins said that COVID has not increased the U.S. death rate. Has not. So basically, this article was taken down by the powers that be and by John Hopkins, showing U.S. death rates in 2020 were no different than in prior years, because it doesn't hold water for the narrative that they're trying to pull right now. See, how many times did we on this show mention many of these type of articles? Many, many. How all respiratory disorders, heart attacks, motorcycle crashes, car crashes, all these mortalities going into the category. We've mentioned how even with comorbidities and age, the mortality rate with this is 99.7. Remember even I think it was the CDC who said, well, only 6% of this big number really was true COVID deaths. We've mentioned all of these, so many times. There's a hospital executive says the second wave is a hoax where 90% of the COVID beds are empty. Another article, L.A. County supervisor was caught dining at a restaurant just hours after voting to ban outdoor dining over COVID-19 concerns. I believe this was just mentioned on the last break. This is getting so stupid and ridiculous. I'm having a hard time literally pronouncing these words because things have gotten so ridiculous. Okay. And my computer, folks, is literally something or somebody is literally blocking me going into my computer right now. Interesting, huh? Next, this new wave of lockdowns, people will accept any solution because they're so desperate. See, that's how they do it. The PSYOP. They make you desperate to say, okay, I give up. We'll do everything I can. Next, Mexican president again refuses to acknowledge Biden as president-elect. Same thing with Vladimir Putin. Brazil's Bolsonaro says he won't take the coronavirus vaccine. I think we should, after all this is over, we should go to Brazil, we should go to Russia, we should go to Mexico and give these people commerce. Next, science and tech. Trump says big tech communities must be terminated for national security reasons. Absolutely. Big tech should not have all this immunity. And this is what I talked about, demanding no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for certain people who have been affected and attacked. Because we're literally rewriting the rule of law with precedents. And who is it benefiting? It's benefiting the wealthy of the wealthy, the people who have addictions to power, money, and control, the people who are pro-fascism. Next, California megachurches rebrand family-friendly strip clubs as stripper joints. So basically, you got to say you're a strip club to allow people to come in for essential business or to worship for church. Now, I know some of you are thinking I'm making some of this stuff up, and that's why I mention these disclaimers as often as I can. It's all published articles in the public domain that I do a lot of hard work to verify its credibility and resources, okay? Next, Republican David Valedo defeats Democrat incumbent. And the only reason I mention this is, have you noticed, people, that all these Republicans, because of their checking into the fraud, are winning these races because they can't hide? And this is in the Senate, this is in Congress, this is in the state reps, legislatures. Can you imagine if we actually did a audit of all 50 states? Just think about that. If we did an audit of all 50 states, I can guarantee you, just with the evidence that I've given, we could literally regain the House, the Senate, all state representatives, and take that and show that Donald Trump won in a landslide. Next, Governor Whitmer of Michigan gave almost $25 million of Michigan taxpayer money to Dominion. Now, I want you to think about that. For those of you who live in Michigan, they used your dollars to create voter and election fraud against you, and they say your vote no longer matters. Your citizenry no longer matters. Welcome to Michigan. I'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, folks, appreciate you being here. This is the last segment. I'm just trying to give as much information as I can before the end of the show. We really appreciate you being here. So next article, former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page sues DOJ and FBI James Comey. Good luck, Carter Page. What group are you from? What's your sexual orientation? What's your shade of skin pigmentation? What gender do you identify as? I think that's probably going to be the only way you win today. I was told I could not sue because I didn't have group self-pity points. I didn't have enough victim group status. So, Carter Page, good luck. Let me know if you have if you can get a real lawyer that's not paid off. Next article. November 27th, Department of Defense versus CIA firefight in Frankfurt as covert war against the deep state rages across the globe. I don't know. I tried to verify this in other locations. I could not. But if this is true, we really are in a civil war. And it's freedom and liberty versus tyranny and evil is what war we are in. Next, landmark legal ruling finds that COVID PCR tests are up to 97% unreliable. People, this is a big reason why I spend a lot of time talking about the forced agenda that they're using COVID for. We need proof that masks work. We need double-blind studies. We, the people, should demand proof. Okay, it's basically management of fear to create this tyranny, because everybody knows the micron size of viruses do not fit or can fit in any one of these holes, especially these holes that are literally cloth and bandanas and T-shirts, and it's unbelievable what's really going on. Okay, next article. Tyrant New Mexico Governor Grisham using pandemic as excuse to starve citizens, ordering food stores closed. See, this is why it's about the agenda, and starvation is part of it. That's why they call it the reset. Next article, Michigan judge who tosses pro-Trump voter fraud suit caught releasing child molesters. How many times have the alternative media talked about pedophilia? Blackmailed? Bribed? Threatened? This is the MO. Next article. Trump excoriates DOJ and the FBI for being missing in action over all this election fraud data. That's why I'm saying the alternative media and the patriots are literally doing the work of what the DOJ and FBI should be doing. We are doing the citizen journalists what the mainstream media and real journalism is supposed to be doing. But now everything's out in the open that shows these people are bought and paid for or blackmailed. Next article. We have a tremendous proof of election fraud by Democrats, but judges won't allow us to submit the election fraud. See, this is what's, again, bought and paid for and blackmailed. Next, judge blocks, then unblocks Georgia from wiping or resetting election machines. Well, I can guarantee you what happened there. That judge went back and forth three times. So in the middle, when he went back and forth at one time, it only takes 2 minutes to go into these machines and wipe them and swipe them and change them. Or like that one article I mentioned where last night in Fulton County, they literally stole the server. It's hard to believe this is America, folks. It really is. Next article. In Sanctuary, California, three-time illegal alien charged with double murder and stabbing spree. What we need to do is make the lawyers and the judges liable. For those of you who are victims and lost family members to crime from illegal aliens, find out who the lawyers and the judges were who were proponents of bringing these people in, and take what you deserve from their bank accounts, from their homes. There's no other way to get justice anymore in America, because everybody's bought and paid for or blackmailed. We have no rule of law. Zero. It's been replaced with precedents. Next, U.S. billionaires have gained $1 trillion since the pandemic started. And look how many people, 14 million people in this country, can't even make rent. Come on, people, can't you see we are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves? Next, 195 million Chinese students are in school, but not our kids. Next, Communist China declares that the United States will not exist after the next COVID lockdown. Congratulations, folks. We have allowed political correctness and unchecked runaway power to take away our sovereignty and our country. Better wake up. We appreciate you being here. I will see you next time I'm on the air. You all have a great day and happy December.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with